only thing nicer than having a nice meal out someplace is having a nice meal with a dinner show. And that's exactly what La Tierra Cafe on Montana is offering. And with me is the owner of La Tierra, Herminia Escajeda. Welcome, Herminia. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I suspect you're an extremely busy woman. So how did you get the idea to start doing these dinner shows, which I'm sure add to the workload a tad?
Yeah, it definitely does. Back in 2008, Charlie McDonald from the Applejack Band, who's playing in December, actually came into the restaurant to eat a couple times, and he said, "I want to play here." And I thought, what?
That sounds like Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. I said, play? What do you mean play? Where? How?
Chess?
And, yeah. So we actually did a couple of events with him. That's the summer before in the backyard. And he had gone to a folk down in Austin. They were having a folk festival. And he was able to get in touch with quite a bit of groups. So as they were traveling through from Austin to New Mexico and upwards, he was able to get them all to come through to El Paso.
Oh, that's excellent, because people need a spot, and El Paso is a logical point to have a gig in between.
Yeah, and they were literally just traveling through. Most of them were literally stopping here anyway. So we set it up with him, and he did that first year. It was great. He did all the work. He had all the groups come in, and then a couple of people afterwards had convinced me that we should continue to do this and to be able to bring in local artists to perform, to give them another platform. A lot of artists that we have are used to, for lack of a better term, their background music. You know, they're literally that, or they're on a stage really, really far away. And because we do it in the main room, it's an old house, it's very small, so it's very intimate. All of our artists have said how much they enjoy the performance.
It's like a house concert with dinner.
Definitely.
And that's what house concerts have going for them, is that intimate relationship between the performer and the audience.
Yes.
And your space, like you said, it's an old house that has been converted to this use, and it has the creaky wooden floors and the nice windows and kind of the separated rooms, but it's still open enough.
Yes.
It makes a really nice venue for something like this.
It does. And what we actually do to get it as smooth as we can is we serve dinner first.
And I'm sure the artists appreciate that.
and for one, you get to enjoy your meal. You enjoy your conversation. You're not trying to focus your attention on your party.
That's so
as
smart.
Well as the group. It also helps us to organize a little better and to use our space better.
Absolutely. So. There's no way to serve a meal quietly. It's just not possible, and it just is really conflicts with the listening environment. And the first group you're going to have is next Saturday. That will be the first of seven shows that you have all the way through mid-May of next year. And tell me about who will be performing next Saturday and what the schedule is, what time do you open and such.
Sure. For all of our dinner shows, most of them, except for this one actually, most of them are the second Saturday of the month. And we open the doors at 6:15. We serve dinner very precisely at 6:30. And then the show starts at 8 o'clock. So that gives us enough time to kind of clear everything
out. Do people need to make reservations?
We do. It is we actually sell tickets for the event. It is limited seating because, you know, again,
what
it is
your
a small
capacity
place. For the shows this year, we're actually doing 45 guests.
Okay, so 45 people, you need to make a reservation, which is easy because can they do it at LaTierraCafe?
You can. Not on the website, unfortunately, not yet, but you can call and order your tickets over the phone with a credit card.
533-8890.
Yes.
Okay.
Or you can come in and purchase them.
Either way. Okay. Yeah.
So the first group that we have coming up, it's Rio Grande Dance Theater, and it's directed by Jorge Badillo, who's been in the Flocorico circuit for many, many years. He's, not just because I know him, but he's a brilliant director. He has an amazing vision, and he takes that traditional Flocorico dance and does a lot of kind of fun fusion to it. There's a bit of modern to it.
What kind of music does he, live music, or does he have recorded?
No, they do have recorded. There are the occasion that a couple of dances have some live music to them. But the majority of them are recorded.
Excellent. Can you name off the rest of the groups that you have lined up thus far.
Of course. So for our December show, it's going to be the Applejack Band.
That's December 7th.
Yeah, and they're actually almost sold out. They don't
already?
Play very much. Yeah, they don't play very
oh
much anymore.
Gosh.
So we're very fortunate. We're one of the few venues that they
excellent
still play at. So, and then in January we have the Batambores, which is a West African dance group. They came mm-hmm last year. Amazing,
where are they from?
Wonderful energy. They're actually from El Paso.
Great.
They have been trained by a West Guinea African who came through.
Beautiful.
These are all original traditional dances.
Lovely.
They follow very closely to the tradition of it.
So that's January 11th.
Yes. In February, we have Julio Ortiz. He also is from El Paso. He plays a lot around town, and he'll be doing some original as well as some cover songs.
Okay.
And on guitar. Wonderful musician. March, I'm still trying to tie down somebody for that.
Okay.
I have a couple
plenty
of people
of
lined up.
Plenty
yeah
of time.
And then April, we have our Juan Gabriel impersonator.
Aha.
He is phenomenal.
Oh,
phenomenal.
That's going to be good. Yes,
and,
yes.
And that one I definitely recommend. Well, all the shows, but we sold out last year for
I
that one very
quickly.
I can see
that happening, yes.
And then in May, we have our flamenco group coming.
Duende Gitano.
Yes, thank
the
you.
The rhythmic tablado. Resonant with passion.
Yes. Again, they are also from El Paso, and they do 99.9% is all original choreography.
Oh, lovely.
They will have some recorded as well as some live okay guitar.
Now, very quickly, how would you describe your menu?
The menu, it's definitely still in the style of La Tierra Cafe, of what I do, but it's nothing is from the lunch menu that you would get.
Ah.
So it's all different stuff that I get to play with. It's all chicken or fish, so you always
okay
have a choice between the two.
Okay.
And it's in my style as far as a fusion of that Mexican with kind of European.
Everybody loves there, so everything they've eaten, to my knowledge.
Thank you.
At
I'm so
La Tierra
glad to
Cafe
hear.
We'll just
you
put it there.
Thank
my
you
guest today is Herminia Escajeda. She is the owner of La Tierra Cafe, which will be starting up a season of performances at their cafe, and that is at 1731 Montana. It is on the corner of Montana and
Williams, which is a block west of Cotton.
Excellent. You can call 533-8890 to reserve your tickets for any of these performances. And for more information about the schedule of performances and the times and whatnot, you can get all of that on latierracafe.com. Thank you so much for continuing to do this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the support throughout all the years to everyone.